Yes, it's actually one of the worst examples. The situation there is very, very hard. I want to describe to you a little bit what's happening in the unrecognized villages. We're talking about a rather big group of population. We're talking about around 100,000 people who live in the unrecognized villages in the south of Israel, known as the Nakab in Arabic or the Negev in Hebrew area. In communities which some were present in their current location before the state was established, while others were forcibly moved from their original location to the area where they are based today by the Israeli military in the end of the 40s or the beginning of the 50s. So we're talking about communities that some of them were already displaced by the military once or more. And ever since, they're subject to policies which aim to force them again off their lands, or at least to get them to waive their land claims regarding traditional ownership of lands in that area. The state is using policies which includes depriving these communities from the most basic services, such as drinking water, electricity, roads, sewage systems, education, and health, creating a situation where these services can be obtained by these people, but not in their location. And this is a policy which the Israeli government for years is openly admitting that aims to get these communities to agree to move away from their traditional locations.